White House says expect more pardons at end of Joe Biden's term. By Wendell Hasebo on December 5, 2024. Expect President Joe Biden to issue more pardons at the end of this term. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Monday on Air Force One. Jean-Pierre's statement came before Politico reported Biden is weighing giving preemptive pardons to his allies in Congress and current and former federal officials, such as Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, and Anthony Fauci. Some Republicans speculate Joe Biden might pardon more members of his family who are involved in the family business. Can we expect that other people who are in prison whose clemency petitions are sitting at the White House are going to have their cases see the same care and attention that the president gave his own son? A reporter asked Jean-Pierre. Jean-Pierre said Americans can expect more pardons. As it relates to pardoning or any clemency, the president, as you know, at the end of the year, makes announcements. He's thinking through that process very thoroughly. There's a process in place, obviously. And so, once, I'm not going to get ahead of the president on this. But you could expect more announcement, more pardons and clemency at the end of this term. Democrats and media allies have urged Joe Biden for weeks to issue preemptive pardons to his allies. Those on the list include Christopher Wray, Justice Department lawyers, Joe Biden himself, the whole Biden family, Liz Cheney, Mark Milley, Representative Nancy Pelosi, and Adam Kinzinger, among others. Jill Winebanks, a former assistant Watergate special prosecutor, was relieved and thrilled that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter Biden and encouraged him to issue preemptive pardons to those threatened by the injustice. I hope that President Biden will also issue preemptive pardons to all of those people threatened by the injustice of what will become the Department of Justice in the Trump administration, she told MSNBC's Jonathan Capehart. That, of course, includes Jack Smith and all of his staff, many Department of Justice lawyers. It includes President Biden himself. Although we don't know that anyone can legally pardon themselves, Winebanks continued. He will need a pardon because he is going to be harassed and charged for no crimes whatsoever. Donald Trump has promised that. Breitbart News's senior legal contributor Ken Klukowski discusses whether or not a president can pardon himself in the truth about the growing Hunter Biden pardon scandal. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.